Gnade sei mit dir und Friede von Gott, unserem Vater, und von dem Herrn Jesus Christus. Amen. Das Predigttext. Seid ihr nun mit Christus auferstanden, so sucht, was droben ist, wo Christus ist, sitzen zur Rechten Gottes. Soweit das Predigttext und soweit die deutsche Sprache. Let me begin with the story of Cheryl and Augie, a true story. Cheryl and Augie were reservists who were separately called up to separate duty posts in Afghanistan. Cheryl and Augie have four children, and because both parents went to Afghanistan, the children went to live with their grandparents in the state of Washington. And those grandparents are members of Concordia Lutheran Church, Oak Harbor, Washington. Well, every now and then, Cheryl would send a specific prayer request to her parents. And the following Sunday, then, the worshipers at Concordia Lutheran Church in Oak Harbor would include that in their prayers. But then one day, the prayers got very intense and very personal because Augie took a grenade. He lost most of an arm, his leg was severely damaged, and he had many internal injuries. He was airlifted eventually to San Antonio for treatment and therapy. And Cheryl went with, and the Army put her on a track to become a full-time regular Army medic. As time went on, he improved. And eventually, both Augie and Cheryl ran a marathon in San Antonio. And they told the people of Concordia Lutheran Church in Washington that it would not have happened were it not for their concern and their earnest prayers. Colossians says that there are things above and there are things on earth. And the story of Augie and Cheryl reminds us that the people that we serve or will serve in the Sunday sanctuary are spending most of their time in the weekday worrisome world. And that is also true for you and for me. Our lives are sometimes schizophrenic between the Sunday sanctuary and the experiences in the worrisome real world. As we realize that more and more, we need help. Put it this way, we need a Savior. You and I need someone to save us in the full sense of that word. To be a helper, to be a rescuer, to be a deliverer, to be someone who gives us hope, to save us from the strains and the brokenness of the things down here. And most important, to save our imperiled eternal future. We need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ. I need Him. Jesus Christ brings the things above down and redeems the places of this world in which you and I live. So when the text says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are reminded that Jesus Christ has the power as God to save us temporally and eternally. And that's the reason why Cheryl and Augie and their family called on him in prayer. They knew that he could save and rescue them. And you and I have the promises that he who sits at the right hand of God is also able to help you and me in every time of need. And when the text says that he has forgiven us, we are reminded that that is the greatest gift of all. And although Christ's death on the cross was a once and for all event, you and I don't always feel it that way, because guilt wells up, our conscience troubles us. And we need Jesus Christ to come to us again and again with his objective word and say, "My son, my daughter, you are forgiven." And when the text talks about Jesus Christ, it says that he gives us his peace. And that peace establishes us in the midst of all the things that are in this world. As the poet says, "Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And when the text says that Christ will one day appear, then you and I have the promise that is known through faith in him and his word, that we will also appear with him in glory. Jesus Christ, the helper, the giver of hope, the rescuer, the deliverer, the savior, to use the traditional term, who saves us in our present dealing with things in this world, and most important, saves us for eternity. I need him, and you need him. And it takes no great leap of understanding to appreciate then the apostle's advice: seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated. But how do we do that? Since we are so entangled with the things down here in this world, how specifically do you and I seek the things that are above, where he is seated in all the glory and the power of God? Cheryl and Augie and their family, so entangled with the things down here on earth: war, family disruption, serious medical issues. How do they seek the things that are above? We are privileged this morning to welcome to campus you visitors who have come for German Days 2. We're glad to have you here. We know that a wonderful program has been prepared for you. But German Days is about followers of Christ dealing necessarily with the things that are down here on this world. I mean, it's that way for all of us. Every one of us here who has our eyes set on the eternal promise are entangled with the things upon earth, and we are necessarily entangled. You haven't gone to heaven yet. That's why you're here. And this difficult entanglement goes on. So when the apostle says, "Seek the things that are above," I say, "Yeah, fine, but how do we do that? How do we do that?" Many ways. Let me suggest one of many ways. And what I'm going to suggest now is not brain surgery, it's not rocket science, and it is certainly not ivory tower theology. It's just a simple pedestrian way to seek the things that are above, even as we are so entangled with the things down here on earth. When we come into the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus, we pass the baptismal font. And I hope you remember that you are baptized. Not you were baptized, you are baptized. And some of you are in the habit then of dipping your finger into the water. And that's all well and good. But maybe a little more talk about the baptismal font would be a simple way to help us remember the things that are above. That baptismal font rests on a hexagon. The base of the baptismal font has six sides. And in the history of Christian art, the hexagon, a six-sided figure, represents death. And there is no more sobering reality in the things of this earth than death. Rising above the six-sided base of the font are three strong pillars: the Holy Trinity, the Father, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, and the one who proceeds from both Father and Son. And on top of those columns, those pillars, on top of the work of the Holy Trinity is the basin. And the basin is in an octagon, eight sides, which in Christian art symbolizes resurrection. So you start with death, and because of the work of the Trinity, the opera dei ad extra, we come to the running water of baptism into resurrection in Jesus Christ. So we pass the font. We come into chapel. You take your seat in the pew, and you hear the sermon. Interesting thing about the sermon from this pulpit. Eight-sided base and eight sides on the top. From death, by the work of the Trinity, into the baptism, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our coming resurrection, the pulpit is all about the one who brings life and immortality to light through the gospel. From death to the word of resurrection. Baptism is not simple water only, Luther says, but water comprehended in God's command and connected with God's word. And the pulpit in this chapel proclaims a resurrection that we all need. Cheryl and Augie and their family need resurrection as they struggle with the things of this earth in their own lives. And you and I desperately need the gospel of resurrection that comes from above to redeem us and this life that we are now living. As the German hymn puts it, die ganze Welt nicht freut mich nach Himmel und Erd nicht frag ich, wenn ich dich nur kann haben. Und wenn mir gleich mein Herz erbricht, so bist auch du mein Zuversicht. Mein Herz und meine Seelens Trost, der mich durch sein Blut hat erlöst. Herr Jesu Christ, mein Gott und Herr, in Schanden lass mich nimmer mehr. Since you have been raised by baptism with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of the things that are above, not the things upon earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with God, with Christ in God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.